Hey guys, Alan here. Just a quick message before the start of this week's podcast. My other podcast, Rise of the Robots, a Robot Wars, BattleBot and Robotica rewatch show, is celebrating its 200-ish episode this week, and now is as good a time as any to check it out. The links are in the show notes below. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Yeah, which is a team I had never heard of.
Yeah, so this film is done in the same animation style as the Justice League Unlimited show. This came out in 2019. The last episode of Justice League Unlimited was, 2001?
Wow.
Something like that. I'll just have a quick look. Justice League Unlimited finished, sorry, it's a wee bit more recent, 2006, but still, 13 yes. years. which makes me wonder who this film's for.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. So, this film, apparently the Bruce Timm has said, no, this is a continuation. You don't have to have watched any Justice League to watch this.
It's a good job, really, if you're me.
Yeah. That said, a lot of the Justice League, when you say that, you have watched stuff for these guys from about 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I haven't really watched. I mean, I don't know if you'd say, like, I know it. I've watched a bit, you know.
Also, pretty much the only kind of major Justice League members that are still there are Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. The other featured Justice League members in this particular film are Jessica Cruz, Green Lantern, who is getting pushed in a lot of these. This is the third or fourth film she showed up.
Yeah, now, I mean, we've seen her a lot.
I think what's also happened, this is, so I think Jessica Cruz debuted in 2013. So that's probably why as well. It's kind of the freshest kind of Green Lantern character. Mm-hmm. The other members of the Justice League we see are Mr. Terrific, who I think he's going to show up in passing.
Yeah, I know him from, like, the Arrowverse, but that's it.
Yeah, same.
I mean, like, I know people have talked about him as well, so.
Yeah, and Miss Martian shows up. Meanwhile, Martian Manhunter's nowhere to be seen. Hawkgirl, they kind of wave off that she's not there. Same with John Stewart, Green Lantern, and the Flash is just not present. Don't think about it.
Yeah,
because he's the wrong Flash at this point, because he's Wally West.
Yeah, I'd like to see more Wally West, though. I feel like he's like everyone's favourite, and I feel I don't know him at all.
Yeah, it is strange, because it doesn't, I actually think outside the Justice League TV show, because mm-hmm. I mean, even the next kind of major heavily featuring films featuring the Flash that I know of are all ones featuring Barry Allen.
Yeah, everyone thinks, it always seems to be Barry, and I'd just like to know more about Wally, so mm-hmm. if anyone listening knows anything, like, tell me where I should read, what I should do.
Yep. So, after a weird Daffy Duck animation and the absurdly long DC logo, which I still don't get. Having said that, I did see Ant-Man yesterday, and that Marvel logo is ridiculously long as well.
It is really long. It is long. It's just like sometimes it makes sense and sometimes it just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I don't notice it's as long. Probably like when I was, you know, watching Wakanda Forever because you're quite into it. But when it's just a random, then yeah, it's kind of sad.
Film opens in, even though we don't get told this at all, the 31st century.
No, yeah, I found this all very confusing. I mean, I got the point by the time I needed to get the point, but I just...
So, we have a man in a star suit, and it's an awesome suit.
It is an awesome suit.
So, this is a Star Boy, who is fighting alongside Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5.
Like, I had no idea who these people were. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of hoping they would tell me a bit more, but they didn't. And
the problem is that, yeah, they don't... So they're being attacked by three members of a gang called the Fatal Five, who are in the comic books.
No, I have heard of them. I just don't really know who they are. I don't think I even knew they were futuristic until,
mm-hmm.
you know...
But as far as I'm aware, this is like one of these comic series that's like basically a not quite Batman Beyond, but even further in the future.
Yeah.
So, because to put in perspective how little I knew about these guys, at first I'm going, okay, it's two people who are cyborgs and a lantern?
Yeah.
Because I thought Mana was a lantern at first.
It's yeah,
not.
So did I, actually.
It's not.
Yeah.
So,
because he has the same kind of glow about him.
Mm-hmm. So these three characters are Mano, Farrokh, and the Persuader.
Yeah, that means nothing to me, so yes, good.
The Persuader, whose abilities are that he's a cyborg, that he basically looks like cyborg crossed with Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Farrokh, who is a man fully covered in armour, who can psychically control an incredibly sharp axe. And Mano, who has fire powers, I think. They never actually define what his powers are.
Yeah, I didn't know what most of their powers were, to be honest.
So, the three villains try and escape in a ship, which turns out to be a time machine. They are travelling to the 2000s. And Starboy follows with them. And is able to complete the process, which causes the ship... They reveal it later. Basically, the ship is put out of sync with time or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they're kind of like in this little bubble of
bubble of time.
Yes.
As the ship crash lands in, well, I'm assuming in Gotham because Batman shows up.
Yeah.
Unless the ship lands in Metropolis and
Starboy
lands in Gotham. When Starboy lands, the serum that he has with him is destroyed, and he immediately starts to have memory issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has to go quickly to a chemist and try and get the meds he needs.
And basically, it's never quite specified what Starboy's issues are, but it almost seems like he gets a sort of dementia or a huge memory amnesia
sort of,
problem.
Yeah, definitely something. Definitely has some issues.
Which also causes him to start stripping naked.
You know, that's fair.
And he runs straight into Batman, who knocks him out, and as he's being knocked out, he talks about, I need to find limelight, and a bunch of stuff that at first sounds like complete and utter babble, but apparently does tie into what's going on.
Okay. It felt like babble.
Meanwhile, we get a exposition dream for Jessica Cruz. Basically, she went through a traumatic experience where she and her friends crossed paths with a murderer, and she was able to escape, whereas her two friends were not.
Yeah, I mean, it's very traumatic, and it's, I mean, I know we say that every time that she's shown, but it is kind of refreshing to see superhero with that kind of
Yes, it's.
anxiety problems and trauma, PTSD, and I guess Thomas is the other side of that because he also has a different kind of mania, or he has a kind of mania that seems to be attached to his memory. But this whole film is very mental healthy.
I've got to say, it's probably about the strongest thing in the film is those two characters. And.
To be honest, it's the only thing that really stood out to me.
So it then turns out that Jessica already has the Green Lantern ring. It's just gonna, she's a Green Lantern,
She's been picked.
and
She's worthy.
she's worthy. So
Doesn't
we
think she
already,
is.
yep.
So Wonder Woman has to beat her up to
Yes,
find
Wonder
her.
Woman contacts her and says, "We've been trying to call you." She says, "No, I don't want to go. I'm not."
Yeah,
She
leave
says,
me
"I'm not
alone.
worthy." Wonder Woman attacks her and proves she is worthy. Just basically, kind of, it seemed more an excuse to get Wonder Woman on screen.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Bloodsport is holding up a news station,
Yeah,
and
this was a bit random as well.
yes, so he believes that President Kennedy's alive
I mean,
and
he
he's
sounds
going
like
to
someone
blow
who's
up the
on
news.
Twitter right now.
I don't know. I think this is the only other, I mean, the only other time I've seen Bloodsport on, he was portrayed by Idris Elba and was quite interesting, so.
I was like, oh God, it can't be the same person. This is a loony.
Well, I do know that there is a version of Bloodsport that's a white supremacist. So who knows? So Miss Martian and Batman are able to defeat Bloodsport. Batman whines about having to work with a teenager, to which she immediately proves him wrong by turning into Robin.
Unbelievable.
This is then when we get introduced to Mr. Terrific, who, along with Superman, decides to unlock the ship that's locked in time,
As you do.
which unleashes the three current members of the Fatal Five.
Hooray! Now we can have a proper fight.
Yes, we have a proper fight, and Superman bleeds. Like, a lot.
Yeah, he gets sliced right across the tummy.
That's the other thing about this film, is the only thing I can think of is this is meant to appeal to people who were kids when the original Justice League Unlimited came out, and now are a bit older. Which is kind of what they wanted to do with Batman and Harley Quinn as well, and that worked out fantastically as well.
Yeah, really.
The three villains get away, Superman's left bleeding out, and we then cut to what later turns out to be Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
Though I'm sure Arkham Asylum was made, I don't know, Arkham seems to kind of change buildings every 6 months, probably because people keep escaping from it. Starboy, or Thomas Keller, is in there. He's been in there for 10 months. Two-Face is looking out for him.
Yeah, he has two faces as a pal.
Which appears just to purely be a Bruce Timm cameo.
Of course.
which is weird because the actor who played Two-Face in the Batman series was really good, but Aqual boosted him. So Thomas sees the fight between Superman and the Fatal Five on the telly, and that triggers his memories.
Yes.
And he starts to break out of Arkham using his powers, which seem to be he can change the density of things.
I didn't really know what his powers were, honestly. I just kept getting dazzled by his outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he's super powerful.
Mm-hmm. I've just had a look on Wikipedia. His ability is to increase the mass and density of any item, of any object or person.
That's pretty cool.
So, whilst he is escaping, he ends up causing a breakout at Arkham. Batman very easily defeats Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn. Miss Martian beats Bloodsport. And then Thomas repeats the same gobbledygook he did previously to Batman and leaves. And we find out that we then cut to Mano, who then talks to one of the remaining two parts of the Fatal Five that is locked up. Who is Emerald Empress.
Yeah.
Whose main ability seems to be a giant eye that uses the same energy source as the Green Lanterns.
Yeah, because of course. It's very confusing.
Yeah. And also that she's in prison with Maladus. Basically a giant robot man with an exposed brain.
Yeah, he's ugly.
And I don't think he actually talks. So, meanwhile, we get the Justice League figuring out, right, okay, no, Thomas Keller is actually from the future.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Because the axe of the guy who attacked Superman is from a metal that is from 1,000 years in the future, which I don't know how they can tell that.
They can. They just know. Do it's like reverse aging.
Do they scan it? And yeah, it's like yeah. Reverse carbon dating.
Yeah, you've got
too much carbon on it.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, we cut to Portland, Oregon, where it turns out that the Fatal Five is hunting Jessica Cruz.
Yes. It's a surprise to her and to all of us.
So, we get a kind of extended chase and fight scene. The Fatal Five are beaten back, even though most of the Justice League is beaten fairly quickly. They are able to kind of start the fight back, and it ends with with Mano dropping a multi-story car park in the Justice League.
As you do. That is quite good bit of viewing.
It's a good action scene. It's a good fight. It does a lot more. I suppose it's one of those cases of show don't tell.
Yeah.
It's going, no, this is what everyone's powers are, instead of just sitting going, my name is Mano and I have hot powers.
Which, you know, that's what basics like me need, but yes.
So, we then get, a few hours later, Starboy and Jessica talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they make friends. And again, the issue is Starboy is very incoherent, and it makes it really difficult to follow.
Yeah, it is really difficult to follow, you know.
Again, I suppose the advantage is that at least we're not having like someone sit and go, this is the plot of
Yeah,
the film.
definitely.
So, Starboy is taken up to the Watchtower, which he has a toy version of.
Because why not?
Batman says that he wants Miss Martian to take him and Jessica into Starboy's mind. We see into the year 3000. They're not underwater. I don't want to look how old that song is now. So we see a museum dedicated to the Legion of Superheroes.
Yep.
All of whom seem to be very young.
They do.
And we then go to, in there are statues dedicated to the Justice League, mm-hmm. where Miss Martian sees that she's one of the statues.
She's very shocked.
Yep, there is also a specific section dedicated to Green Lantern Corps, where we have another example of, oh yeah, Guy Gardner is a thing. You're never going to see him, but he is a thing.
Mm.
And Jessica is there. It also is established the Green Lantern Corps does not exist in the year 3000.
Da, da, da.
Not that we will ever find out what happened to them.
Yeah, we don't, which is frustrating.
We see the Legion of Superheroes taking on the Fatal Five. It is quite clear that the Emerald Empress is the most powerful member of the Fatal Five.
Yes, by a long way.
And Starboy is able to kind of turn the course of the fight. This is basically how the two members of the Fatal Five who were captured got captured.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it is established at this point that Thomas is probably not going to get any better, because once he doesn't have the medication, his memories are just going to keep declining.
Poor guy. I do feel bad for him. I think that's why he's a good character, because you just feel bad for him.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, the Fatal Five's plan is to set off all the bombs. But there must be nearly 100 detonations in this mm-hmm. sequence. And the Justice League didn't notice.
They're not very good Justice League.
So, the Justice League, apart from Starboy and Green Lantern, who Batman tells to stay behind,
mm-hmm.
Start to solve the consequences of the bombs. We get a few different scenes of heroes being heroes. Meanwhile, Jessica gets contacted directly by Farrokh. He wants Jessica to come and meet them alone.
Yeah, which is no, don't. But of course they're going to.
But of course, plot has to happen, so Jessica does. And she is convinced to travel with them. And it turns out the reason they need Jessica Cruz is because they need to go to Green Lantern Jail.
Yeah, it's very important.
Also, at one point, Mana refers to them as the Green Fascist Corps.
Which is great.
Which, actually, I suppose,
it works quite well, because they are space cops.
Yeah. And, yeah, Jessica is able to, so Jessica goes with the Fatal Five to the cells.
Yeah.
And just as Emerald Empress's cell is being unlocked, Kilowog and Salak attack.
Yeah, that's because sad.
Because it turns out that Jessica Cruz had worn the Green Lanterns. Because Kilowog says something in passing. So Jessica Cruz isn't just surrendering straight away, which is good.
Yeah.
Though it is established most of the Green Lantern Corps is busy.
It's just like they always are, aren't they? They're always busy.
So, unfortunately, Emerald Empress escapes and is able to take out both of the other Green Lanterns. Pursuer manages to cut the ring in half that Jessica Cruz is wearing. Because you couldn't just have cut off the fingers or cut off the hands.
Yeah, no, of course not, right?
Oh, no, this is one of the other times. There's another time later where, like, so Jessica Cruz is going to lose a limb here, right?
I mean, it does look it.
So, the Fatal Five escape, burying Jessica and the remaining two lanterns. They then travel to the central battery for the Green Lanterns to supercharge the eye. Because their plan is now to blow up the sun so that the Justice League don't survive long enough to eventually lead to the Legion of Heroes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's really, yeah.
I mean, I do love it. It's like, do you know what? If you're going to be a supervillain and you're not trying to blow up the sun, are you really trying?
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, if your plot isn't to just blow up the sun, because no one would notice, and that's a big, big destruction you can do that won't actually kill you as well, which, of course, it will.
Well, that's their argument is, we'll do it and then we'll travel back to our time because that will have no consequences.
Yeah, none at all.
Wait a minute, why are we fading into non-existence? So, the Justice League, so they break into, the Fatal Five break into, I'm assuming this is Cadmus, somewhere secure that's holding their time machine.
Yeah, I mean, we may as well assume it's Cadmus.
And a fight breaks out between them and the Justice League. Meanwhile, Jessica Cruz wakes up. Her foot is pinned down. But she is able to break out by reciting the Green Lantern Oath. Ring reforms. She's able to drag Kilowog and Salak out, though I'm assuming they're dead. It's very heavily implied.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think they are. I just assumed they were.
Jessica then passes out, saying, I want, take me home.
She's been through quite a lot.
Oh, she has. I mean, it's, and, you know, she is still, at the same time, she's overcoming a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety. Yeah. So, Wonder Woman and Superman are able to overcome Valens and Pursuer. Batman's able to defeat Mano. But once again, it's Emerald Empress is making all the difference. The Eye is able to electrify the Justice League in such a way that they're not going to be able to move for a few minutes. It also gives off the same signal as Kryptonite, so it takes out Superman.
Which is crazy.
And then as Jessica wakes up at home, and you can tell she's now Super Saiyan because she's actually got the Green Lantern symbol on her eye, like the kind of iconic look.
Yeah. She looks good.
Oh, she looks great. So the eye starts flying for the sun.
Yep, it's on its way.
As Green Lantern arrives, catches and destroys the time machine, so the Fatal Five are now trapped, and then easily defeats them.
Yep, easily.
And drops the Mountain Brace on top of them. And I hope you enjoy the Fatal Five, because that's the last you see of them.
Yeah, and I just felt like I should. It felt like a lot of effort for trying to work out who they were and what they could do, and then, oh, you're never going to see them again. But, you know, such is the nature of film. I wouldn't say that's even a superhero film problem. It's just just what happens in films.
So Superman starts to chase down the eye. Starboy then asks Lantern to take him up. I think it's telling of all, by this point, I'm like, no, the Green Lantern now.
Yeah.
So just as Superman reaches the eye, it explodes, causing the sun to start to fracture, because that's how the sun works.
Comic book science.
So at this point, Jessica and Starboy arrive, and Starboy says, just drop me into the sun. I'll pull it together.
Which is, frankly, quite a terrifying thing to say. But, yeah.
So Starboy sacrifices himself to pull the sun back together.
Yeah.
And Superman saves Jessica Cruz so she's not pulled into the sun.
You know.
Also, Superman...
It's a good thing.
At least Superman does not get any ill effects from being this close to the sun this long as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not this time. So, the film finishes with a funeral for Starboy.
Which is very, very sad.
Which is very sad. And Miss Martian gets invited to join the Justice League. And then the rest of the Legion of Superheroes travel back in time to attend the funeral. Because they couldn't have travelled any earlier.
No, they couldn't, though.
And actually helped. Mm. So that was Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Yeah, I will never think of it again.
There is only one thing that is worth thinking about to do with this. Well, two things. One, yay Jessica Cruz, that was nice, and yay that they were playing, they were protecting some characters with mental health problems.
Yeah, I like Thomas as well.
And three, actually, now I think about it, this is the last time we will hear Kevin Conroy perform as Batman.
Oh, really?
This was his last appearance in an animated film.
Oh, interesting. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, he has done some video game stuff since then. I think he also did, I can't remember if it was before or after this, he did... there was another Justice League show, Justice League Attack or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Justice League Action, that's what it was. No, that was beforehand. Right, never mind. But this is the last time that Kevin Conroy appeared, and obviously he will not be appearing again. Yeah. Which is a shame, because as I've said before, for kind of obvious reasons, he's always going to be Batman for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was someone who he was the Batman I grew up with.
Yeah, of course.
So that's an important thing for me and people of my generation, let's say.
Who watched it? Yeah.
Yeah, who watched it? I mean, it's
That was a relatively big deal, but
I think it's. You know what, I'm actually going to go out on a limb and say I quite liked it. I wouldn't actively go out my way to watch it, but it's not a bad way to spend an hour and a bit.
Yes, I thought it was a bit boring, but yeah. I like bits, and then I kind of just got distracted in the other bits.
Yep. So, the next film we've got coming up is the first in a trilogy of films featuring Batman. Because it's actually been a while since we've had a Batman...
It is, I'm not even going to complain about it.
Actually, just have a look here. The last film to feature Batman as the main character...
Mm-hmm.
Was Batman Ninja.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. We need a good Batman.
Which was 9 episodes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
as I said, I'm not complaining about getting Batman.
And to be fair, he is sharing top billing for this one, because it's Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'm looking forward to
we
this.
Have to get a guess for that.
Yeah, I don't know but yes.
I will pursue a few different options.
Yeah.
But I really want to get a guess for that. Following that, we've got Lego DC Batman Family Matters. And Batman Hush, which... After that, we've got Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. And Wonder Woman Bloodlines.
Interesting.
Which is a prequel movie.
To
Justice League War.
Oh. Okay. This feels like homework.
I mean, it's only about the second time Wonder Woman's been the main character, I suppose. And we've got... That'll actually be... And that's everything we've got left in... That came out in 2019 as well. And the next movie after that's actually Superman Red Son.
Oh, cool. That should be interesting.
Absolutely, which I'm sure Red Son has Jason Isaacs.
Oh, does it?
As
hooray.
Superman.
Can we hello to?
Yes. No, it is! Bloody hell, it actually is. Jason Isaacs is Superman.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's what's all that's coming up. So, we will be back in 2 weeks' time with Batman versus the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Nice. Take care, everybody. And, let's get some pizza in for next time.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We're at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at dcaupodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.